This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back to Beyond Mentorship. My name is Nimrod Mbele. As I've indicated when we started, we entered in the second leg of our conversation. Maybe just a quick recap of a very interesting and insightful conversation I've just had with Kukechu Sakala, who is the founder of Key Fashion Planet, mentoring a young man by the name of Azole Zuzani, who is a co-founder of Italy World. This has been a beautiful insight, and this guy seems to know what is actually happening. What is quite key for me that I've picked up from these guys that, you know, they, perhaps maybe John will comment on this as we proceed. They had a concept of the other ones, Italy World. They are focusing on catering. And part of the menu, they had clothing items, big brands, as part of their menu. Obviously, the fancier the brand, the more fancier their quarter is, which has been a very interesting observation. And to make actually grow together, the other one, Kokeja, who is a designer, he said to this guy, listen, I want to grow with you. Instead of you, elevating the brands that are already known, I want you to partner with you, use my brand, which is called BAM, by all means, you know, as one of your line items in your menu. In that way, people get to know who is BAM, as opposed to know who's Gucci, as opposed to know who's Catchy. It's such a beautiful, innovative way in which how collaboration among young folks in Alexandra can actually co-create solutions. Because here's one is in catering, who's in catering, the other one is in fashion. Whoever thought the two could intertwine at the conceptual level? Beautiful, beautiful. Without any waste of time, let me take this opportunity as we enter our second leg of our conversation. He's no longer a stranger to the show, Professor John Foster Pedele, who's Dean and Director at the Henley Business School. John, good evening and welcome. Your mic seems to be off, John. Here we go. Yeah. Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Well, yes, I can. Sorry, it's a bit of trouble with the mic there. It eventually turned itself off. Nice to see you again tomorrow.
No, that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm not sure if you picked up what those young folks were talking about. Fascinating, fascinating. But anyway, our conversation is quite linked to the previous one because you're talking the implications of mismanagement of funds in a small businesses and how it impacts survival of rate of small businesses. Overall, mismanagement, obviously, is a big no-no, but people don't know what they don't know. Take us through, you know, the net and misses. What is mismanagement in the context of business?
Well, you know, you can break down management to all sorts of things. Good management, bad management, mismanagement, you know. So I think mismanagement means when you're just not doing it. You're just not doing the right things. And as you say, you probably don't know about it. I mean, most people starting a business, I mean, when you start a business the first time, that's your school, isn't it? You're learning, you're paying your school fees and your losses and not making it work. So it's always a good idea to get pay the school fees a bit in advance by going to a business school or somebody who can help you. But I would say that, wouldn't I? Because I worked for a business school. But it's true. It's pretty easy not to do finance correctly, but at the same time, you mustn't over-fantasize about what it takes. Very simply, you've got to be able to record what you do properly. You've got to learn a bit about how to record it. You don't have to be an accountant to run a business. You put accountants out of business if you did that. You've got to know how to use and understand accountants. So very important to get an accountant who can talk to you in a way that you understand. And don't be merciful if they can't. It's your business. You better make sure you've got people who can explain it to you properly.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, please proceed, Prof.
I think, all in all, you know, SMEs are really important, and 90% of all businesses in the country are SMEs, and they must employ about 50 to 60% of the workforce and about a third of the GDP. So they're really important to the business, and to the country. So it does make sense to learn. I think the first thing people don't do is they don't get over themselves about, wow, I can't do maths, I can't do finance. That's not true. You can do maths and you can do finance. It's not that complicated to do the level of stuff that you need to do to run a business well. So learn a bit about that. Secondly, try and get some good financial advice. And thirdly, there is so much advice on the internet now on videos and resources for SMEs that you might as well give yourself some good broadband and just spend half an hour a day, an hour a day on following some of these podcasts and videos that you can do. You'll learn quickly from that. The next thing is to always remember to go back to first principles. It's very easy to get confused by all the detail, but how much money is coming in? You know, where's it coming from? You know, who are your priority clients? We'll talk more about doing good deals later, but then, you know, how much money is going out? How much is it in salaries? How much are in overheads? These aren't complicated ideas. And then don't think of money as having to save money all the time. You need to spend money well. That's a big secret. Good entrepreneurs know how to spend money well and how not to waste it on things that don't help their business. So that's the sort of thinking. Is this going to help my business? Is it really? Or have I heard somebody saying, I've got to do this? How's it going to help my customers get more value? How's it going to keep my staff happy enough that they're going to do a good job? And how do I know it's not going to be wasted? One of the things that good entrepreneurs do, they don't worry so much about how they're going to make from a new project. They're going to work out, and if it goes wrong, is this going to kill me and kill my business? That's what I call the affordable loss principle. And the affordable loss principle is that don't do something if it doesn't go right, it's going to destroy your business. Unless you really want to bet the farm on everything, and that's a bit rash. You don't generally need to. So work on the affordable loss, make sure you do something, and then keep thinking about how much I can add to a bit of revenue. But I think the secret of all of this is to have your priority state and to see clearly what your business is about. Trying to create value for somebody. Somebody's going to give you money because they think they're going to get more value out of you than the value of the money they're giving you. So you've got to provide good products and services at work. You can always fool somebody or rip them off, but you're not going to have a business. Well, you might have a business, but you'll probably go to prison in the end. I mean, you're not going to have a business you're going to be proud of, or you want your children to be proud of, or your parents will be proud of. You want to do good business, provide good service, and not overdo it either. You know, don't waste all your money on things you don't need to give away. Just make sure you're giving the right value for people and try and give a little bit more. And then make sure you're watching the cash. A very typical thing people do in businesses is that they find they've got a really good business, but a lot of turnover, and then suddenly you find, wow, okay, these two parts of my business are making margins for me, but this one isn't. And they don't break down the business into which bits of it are giving me decent profits. And then if you don't watch out, those ones that aren't giving you profits get bigger and bigger. Oh, wow, before you know it, you sink the business.
Absolutely. I want to come back to the point, John, because you know, last week I had a very interesting conversation with one of the seasoned entrepreneurs, and you know, she was happy to disclose that she had employed a bookkeeper who, unfortunately, over the past 8 years in her employ, was siphoning money from the company. They lost by then about 8 million rands, and by this year's standard, they probably lost about 20 million rand. And how important it is, because it's, you know, one of the points that you raise is manage your cash or watch your cash. How important it is for you to know and manage your in trades and out trade very carefully, knowing that you've got people who are in your employ who have other ulterior motives other than growing with you or growing the business with you.
Well, right. And I was saying, if ask them about the money. If somebody gives you a long story that you don't understand, maybe you genuinely don't understand it, or maybe somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Now, I insist that people explain things in simple terms, you know, because I'm going to have to explain it to somebody else. And if somebody can't explain it in simple terms, I get suspicious that, oh, wait a minute, something wrong here. Either they don't know what they're talking about well enough that they can explain it simply, or that they're trying to create fog or make me feel ashamed or make me feel stupid. Well, I don't mind feeling stupid. You know, if you look at the sum total of knowledge in the universe and the tiny amount that we're going to get in our short lives, then, you know, compared with that, we're all pretty stupid. So embrace it. You know, you're not going to know a lot of things. Enjoy the learning when you learn new things. So I think you can get bookkeepers and people who will do that. But the other thing you have to do as an entrepreneur, you have to maintain not cynicism, which is a very bad thing to have. You don't trust people, but skepticism. Just say, well, wait a minute. I think I'll double check this. I'm going to double check that. And be prepared to ask lots of questions. And when people get aggressive or upset with you doing it and say you're micromanaging or doing this, well, be a little bit suspicious as well. You know, micromanager isn't doing that. Micromanager is sitting on somebody and all the work they do and doing. When you find a problem you don't understand, you ask detailed questions. That's called good managing. That's not mismanaging. Mismanaging is not answering the questions, not asking the questions. Good management is finding out in your business what's going on. So don't be scared about that.
Absolutely.
I think that's really important. It's easy to get people who will either rip you off or defraud you. It always happens. It will always happen. But always have a second or a third point of reference and keep thinking, what are the key numbers and why don't they add up? And never accept an answer that doesn't make sense to you. Just be that person. Don't worry about being popular. It's not a business isn't a popularity contest, nor is it an unpopularity contest, but it's a pretty logical thing. If you don't understand something, trust yourself, find out why, and you might have misunderstood it, but you'll learn in the process, and next time you'll be that much more informed.
I couldn't
don't
agree.
Accept people all over your eyes.
I couldn't agree with you more, Prof. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back as we wrap up the very interesting insights and wisdom that you're sharing with up-and-coming entrepreneurs. By the way, this even the seasoned entrepreneurs, some of the issues that you have cited are so important. Coming from a professor who obviously been a former pilot, a professor who's extraordinaire, understanding that he too can be stupid and nothing, nobody knows everything. It is so, so profound. Let's take a break. We'll come back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. Is brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. It's amazing how time flies when one is having fun. I'm joined by the one and only Professor John Foster Piddley, who is Dean and Director at the Henley Business School, giving us ins and outs on what are the implications of mismanagement of funds in the small businesses. And before we took that break, you gave us very interesting insights, which are very practical. Prof, I really like the idea that, you know, you don't have to be cynical, but you have to be skeptical. That's number one. And, you know, whoever that you deal with must be able to answer questions in the most simple way. And someone who creating a fog is likely to misleading you. And you don't have to take anything which doesn't make sense to you, because somebody uses very fancy words, fancy vocabulary of either law or legalese or accountant. That person is just messing around with you. So if a person cannot explain in the most simple way, and which means there's something wrong. Prof?
Well, that's entirely true. I mean, I think there's a few signs of real intelligence. One of them is, I think Oscar Wilde said, is being able to hold two opposing views in your own mind at the same time without going crazy. And I think that's an important one, because you've got to hold yourself. The other one is to know that we're all cognitively constrained. Real intelligence means not knowing I'm the cleverest person in the room. Mm. That doesn't matter. If you're the cleverest person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room, you know. You need to be in a room with cleverer people than you. And secondly, know that a good sign of intelligence is to know that our cognition is limited. We have limits on how much we can know or understand. And we also, if you read books like Daniel Kahneman on Thinking Fast and Slow, even our judgments are very fallible. We're making what we think are really good judgments on very sketchy info. Once you know that's how our brains all work, you don't get worried when you get things wrong a bit, because, you know, in the big picture, you'll get things right. And you'll learn. You really need to be very good at learning rather than very good at being right. You know, so and being right goes from being not very right, wrong if you like, to being more right. So let it go if you're going to be wrong. In fact, some of the best entrepreneurs I know are just very curious people and don't have to prove to everyone how clever they are. Their results speak for themselves. The ones who are willing to be listen and to learn and to probe and to challenge and to try things out and to be careful, but also very work very hard, they'll get good results. They don't need to have to walk around saying how clever they are. You know, their results speak for themselves. And be like that. It's much more fulfilling for you and gives you less stress. If you're not willing to learn and give yourself time to learn, how on earth can you build businesses, which, by the way, change all the time? You start with five people and you get bigger. Your problems are scaling up, your problems with products. You're going to have to learn all the way up to the very highest level. You don't start knowing all that stuff. You learn it. So be brilliant at learning and make that your, and it's much more fun, by the way.
Yeah.
And you don't punish yourself so much when things goes wrong a bit.
One of the issues
is don't go wrong for too long.
Yeah. One of the point, Prof, that we often don't get right as businesses is the fact that mismanagement often happens when one is surrounded by mediocre. If you are surrounding yourself by smarter people than yourself, what are the chances of mismanagement on your end being addressed all the way? Because you've got sharp people who are not cynical, but who are very critical, who are giving you proper direction. You've got a mentor. You basically need to have all these smarter people than you to avoid booby traps of mismanaging your entity, because I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning to say, I'm going to mismanage. And sometimes it's not knowing what you don't know. Your take on that?
I think it's very difficult. And I think very often, if you're honest with yourself, you'll find, well, I'm mismanaging too.
Mm.
And I think mismanagement isn't a permanent state. Sometimes you can be managing very well, and then without realizing it, the situation's moved on, the business has got bigger, people have changed. And now you're mismanaging a new situation because you haven't adapted. You're using the old rules, you know. The map you had of the territory doesn't fit anymore because the territory's changed and you're using an old map. You've got to learn into that. And I think that we understand management, and again, we do this at Henley a lot. Management is a practice. And so we learn about how to do finance or how to do this in theory. But really, it's a practice of those things that matter. How do you practically get people to work with more engagement? How do you practically get a group of people around you to think more intelligently together as a collective rather than individually? How do you decide you're going to, how do you know whether what you're doing is actually stuff that your clients really want? Are you in touch with them? Are you engaging with them? Are you curious? And I think embracing imperfection is a much more powerful way of being in the world, and embracing perfection. Because you know as you grow, you're always getting to the next level. So enjoy the ride and enjoy it, and find people who will help you, mentors.
Absolutely.
But again, you have to believe in your own thinking. You have to be good at first principle thinking. When you're confronted with a problem, don't just think, oh, I should know this, or they told me I'm stupid. Just say, no, well, I don't know. I'm going to think it through for myself. And I tell you what, if you practice that time after time, you get much better at looking at things afresh and thinking at the basic level, how do things work? And you practice that for a while, and you'll be amazed at how many problems that you thought were really complicated are actually quite simple at heart. We've all got the same brain. We're all fantasizing we've got to be like geniuses. Well, no, you don't have to be. Just be normal.
Yeah.
And practice. You will be successful.
Absolutely, Prof. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. It has been absolutely beautiful once again for sharing words of wisdom that are practical and that are demystifying what appears to be very complex. And each and every single person, whether you are a beginner entrepreneur or beginner manager or someone who already is seasoned, an established individual, some of these inputs that you're making are very proactive and very engaging. Thank you very much for your time, Prof.
Yes, thanks. And good luck to all the entrepreneurs. Not good luck. Keep working and learning to all those entrepreneurs out there.
Thank you very much, Prof. That was Professor John Foster Peterley, who's the Dean and the Director at Henley Business School, giving us practical insights on how not to mismanage. Very useful thoughts that you shared with us. I mean, I really like the idea of one having to embrace imperfection, because if you embrace imperfection, you are more likely to get a proper guidance and get yourself mentors around, get smart people around you. Read a lot, look at those podcasts, go to meetings prepared, ask questions that are stupid. If you think nobody's stupid, if the old professor can acknowledge his own limitation, so can you. It is important that you have that kind of approach. Well, we're going to have to park it here. It has been absolutely beautiful once again. Thank you very much. Let's do this again next week. Shalom.